Yo. Alright, it's 11:13. I wanted to get up earlier. That's always the case. Except when I'm up really early. But I had a couple alarms go off. And, well, here we are. Oh, man. I saw a movie Detroit last night. It's really, it's tough. It's really good, but it's a tough watch. And, it's just brutal. But, I think everybody, I think, I suggest it. I recommend. Oh. But yeah, that's, I don't want to get into a whole conversation about that. It's just some fucked up shit. And, you should see it. All right. That's all I have to say about that. Let's do the news. I got to do. So I got to get out of here. All right. 59% of Americans think Trump's presidency has been a failure. Oh. Well, yeah, I'm in that 59%. Trump still has not condemned Minnesota mosque bombing. Muslim leaders are all right, I'm not supposed to read Trump articles on here, so I just read that headline. There's a lot of Trump in the. Oh, I'm in the wrong. Thought I was in the news. I was in politics. That's why I was on Trump. The Reddit's politics subreddit is pretty, it's got a lot of Trump stuff in it, obviously. All right. Google fires employee behind controversial diversity memo. I read about this guy. He's an engineer. Google, for some reason, decided to write up some kind of memo saying that Google's diversity policy was bad and that if you are conservative, they don't have diversity for conservatives. The whole thing was fucking dumb. And they fired him. I don't understand why people, why someone would think they're political ideology somehow makes them they're being discriminated against for being assholes, and assholes aren't a protected class. They're assholes. They kind of need to be discriminated against. That's how people learn not to be assholes, because you get a bad reaction. And then you say, oh, maybe it's not, maybe I'm an asshole. And I should stop that because it's, people don't like to be around me. That's, or what's more likely to happen is they find other assholes that say, hey, why is nobody like us? We're pretty cool. And then they just are assholes together. But at least they're not around me. We're Google, so fuck this dummy. in my apartment building, it's a weird thing. It's not noisy because I'm on the top floor, not a lot of activity. There's only three apartments up here. But anything going on in that hallway, I hear it. It's okay, what's going on? So I just heard, probably didn't get onto the microphone, but I was just hearing people loud, being loud in the hallway. It's just odd at this time of day. Chris Corley, ex-legislator known for Confederate flag stand to plead guilty in attack on wife. Let's see. He's a younger guy. See, when you hear somebody that's Confederate, somebody. Well, they didn't say what his stand was. Plead guilty on Monday for domestic violence charge time. Went to 10 years in prison. He says it's because he was bipolar. I don't know what the. I mean, they just mentioned this guy was, I guess, well known because he was for the Confederate flag and. I hear that. I'm assuming he was for it. I can't tell. It doesn't make. I don't think it would be a big deal if he was against the Confederate flag, is why I'm assuming it. But I'm not saying somebody against the Confederate flag isn't capable of. Domestic violence. Oh yeah, staunch defender of the Confederate flag. But it's like you think, okay, this is going to be some old guy, and he's not that old, not old enough to be like I remember my grandpappy telling me stories about the Civil War or something. I guess I don't know how many great grandfathers you'd have to have, but he's just a dick who thinks that it probably looks cool and enjoys Kid Rock music. Kid Rock loves the Confederate flag, but is from Michigan, which makes even less sense. Confederate flag is a. It's not good, in my opinion. Rapper who once declared God made me bulletproof, shot and killed. Well, yeah. That is a bold claim. I understand in rap music, you make some bold claims. Some. Hyperbolic. Much like the president, he likes to be hyperbolic. If he was a rapper, and I'm the best in the world, I make the best speech in the world, I do the best, then it would, totally make sense. But God made me bulletproof. I don't think he probably didn't mean it. After being wounded, proclaim. Okay, so he was shot once. Letter previews claim he'd been shot on 11 different occasions. And in December, after being wounded, proclaimed, God made me bulletproof. Well, if that was true, if he was shot on 11 different occasions, I'd start saying that too. But then I would also start thinking about how I deal in my personal relationships because I'm getting shot a lot. And you wanna stop that. Say, God made me bulletproof, but I don't want to get shot anymore. Still, maybe you should have said that too. God made me bulletproof. Stop shooting me. Please stop shooting me. It still hurts. Well, sorry to hear that about this guy. I don't know if he was a nice guy or what, but, you know, don't want people to get shot. Oh, that is, sound is Mabel wanting to get fed. So I guess I should go and feed Mabel and FOMO. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.